This week, many workplaces will be hosting their annual holiday parties, but the events are changing and are becoming more, in many cases, toned down.
For some workplaces, gone are the days of the Christmas party with free-flowing alcohol and potentially embarrassing karaoke with your coworkers. Here is an example, a fictional example, from Bridget Jones's diary.
And for various slightly unfair reasons relating to this year's Christmas party, I suspect he does not fantasize about me.
This year, some managers and HR departments are changing their approach to the office holiday party. The human resources and outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas Inc. found that the number of companies serving alcohol has dropped from last year's 62%, this year about 49%.
Nancy Johnson is director of the Human Resource Management Program at Madison College. Nancy, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
So as we just heard, a pop culture fictional representation of holiday parties. It's certainly a mainstay. They have been depicted in the past as a way to let people let loose, maybe sometimes a little too loose. Is that often a concern in real life?
Well, I think that in real life, there have been plenty of people who've had their careers come to a screeching halt after the Christmas party. And so I think that that fictional description is actually a thing of the past.
Okay, so that might not be something that you would see today. So do you think that there might be just sort of a sea change in how coworkers, you know, maybe approach holiday parties?
Absolutely. And I think in just a couple of words, it would be more casual. So I think the idea of spending lots of money on clothes and babysitters for a Saturday night bash with coworkers and trying to be all buttoned down and polished, that just is the past. And I think more people are interested in a lighter, more casual sort of thing.
Maybe a little bit less hands-on, maybe. So do you think there might be a new pressure on human resources department during the holiday season around these parties?
Well, human resources people have been coming to the fore recently with recent stories about sexual harassment in the workplace. And I think it's important to remember that the job of HR people is to create a positive work environment. And so that means during holiday parties as well as regular work time.
We are talking to Nancy Johnson right now. She is the program director of the Human Resource Management Program at Madison College. And we're talking about the ever-present holiday party and how it's been changing over the years. And human resources and outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas Inc. found that 49% of office parties won't be serving alcohol. And that's a big drop from last year because they reported it was about 62%. Why are employers moving away from serving booze at these parties?
Well, I think, first of all, the millennials are the ones that make up the bulk of the current workforce, and they're more interested in a casual sort of thing, and so companies are transitioning from a fancy evening kind of affair more to a lunch sort of thing, or maybe a reception kind of thing after work and actually in the workplace. Lots of workplaces have really lovely facilities, and so people who have long commutes find it convenient to just gather with their coworkers right after work and call it a day.
Sure. So as you mentioned earlier, not having to find a babysitter, not having to get dressed up, not having to maybe get rid of your Saturday night to attend one of these parties. So are there any other ways that millennials might be really like further affecting this lifestyle? Choices might be different?
Well, certainly millennials are very interested in health, fitness, concerns about food, and so the kind of just let it all hang out sort of parties are gone, and instead there's a lot of sensitivity to people's dietary needs and preferences. There's sugar-free, gluten-free foods for vegans and so on, and so the food aspect has certainly become more healthful, I think. And done in the workplace.
And I also, from what I've read, there's been the inclusivity goes beyond just maybe dietary issues, but also wanting to make sure that if you're not Christian, you may not be celebrating Christmas,
absolutely.
That everyone gets to participate.
Yeah, absolutely. When we think about the holiday season, we start with Thanksgiving and Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, New Year's, all of that. And not everybody is going to be celebrating Christmas. And so with diverse workplaces, I think there's a real concerted effort on the part of managers and HR people to make everybody feel included. And in the old days, maybe when you'd have just a few people with a tradition that was non-Christian, they could feel left out, and quite candidly, I think they were just ignored. But that's not the case anymore, and I think there's a real focus on including everybody.
Sure. So we are talking right now to Nancy Johnson. She is the director of the Human Resource Management Program at Madison College, and we're looking at how office holiday parties are changing as HR departments come under a little bit more scrutiny these days.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Is your workplace having a holiday party this year? Is it something that you used to do in the past and have canceled? Do you look forward to or dread the holiday party? Have you seen changes in the presence of alcohol? And were there problems in the old days? Did things get out of hand? Do they still at your workplace holiday parties, or are they pretty mellow events? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
And we'll continue this conversation after a short break. Stay with us here on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Right now, we're picking up the conversation with Nancy Johnson. She's the director of the Human Resource Management Program at Madison College. And we're looking at workplace holiday parties and how they're changing.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. How does your workplace handle holiday parties? Are they big, expensive affairs? Just a quick check-in over lunch or maybe right after work? Have you seen a change over the years? Less alcohol, less wild times, or are they still pretty out there? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
And we're going to go to one of our callers right now. We have Adam in Milwaukee. Hi, Adam.
Yes, hi.
And what did you want to say about holiday or just holiday parties?
Well, I have a startup company, and I'm going to be hiring artists. And I like to have parties, but I'm very alcohol conscious. And so I had the idea of, you know, let the employees know this is a number one party, very little alcohol, or this is a number 10 party where everybody's just going to get smashed. Is there a way of protecting myself from liability?
Okay, so thank you for that call, Adam. So he has a couple things going on there, you know, asking or wanting to know whether or not he should let his employees know it's going to be a number one party to maybe a number 10 party where the spectrum of alcohol consumption is going to maybe vary a fair amount, and also how to protect himself. What are your thoughts?
Well, Adam, I certainly appreciate your concern. The last thing you want is a headline that has your company's name and associated with somebody who maybe picked up a drunk driving ticket after being at your party, or even worse. Actually, one of the things that I think you might consider is if you're going to be serving alcohol at a party, put the food out first and let people have a chance to have a little bite to eat, and then put the booze out and spend some money and have a bartender. Or at least have a specific time for when you're going to be serving the booze. I'd really caution you against just no holds barred, just the kind of party where everybody gets completely smashed. I think that would be a big problem, could become a big problem for you. So a little food to start off with, and then a limitation on the booze without being too heavy-handed about it.
And we talked about this just a few minutes ago about the use of alcohol or having alcohol at parties has gone down a fair amount, with there being some concern of, you know, maybe an uptick in sexual harassment. Are we seeing a little bit of a Harvey Weinstein effect right now with people being concerned?
It's probably the case, and it'll probably be after the holidays that we really find out about the Harvey Weinstein effect. One of the things I was reading about is that some companies are actually having monitors at their parties, and that feels a little unfriendly to me. It's unfortunate that we have to think about having a hall monitor for a company event, but I think some companies are going to that extent.
As a way to safeguard themselves, maybe.
That's
right,
correct.
Now.
Right.
We're talking to Nancy Johnson right now. She is the program director of the Human Resource Management Program at Madison College, talking about maybe some of the pitfalls of holiday parties, but also how you can still have a good time. We're going to go back to the callers right now. We have Chris in Sussex. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
And what'd you have to say, Chris?
Well, earlier you mentioned that you think maybe part of the reason for the not parties is millennials and lunch and stuff, and I don't know if that's the case, but I know for me, I've been fortunate enough over the years to be a stay-at-home mom, and I kind of looked forward to those holiday parties because it was a time to kind of get out and get a babysitter. and now my husband's company, which I would consider a medium to large-sized company, has decided to forego any party whatsoever, and I find it a little disappointing, but I think it's like liability reasons. One, like you said, the harassment stuff, maybe the drinking, if they get associated with the drinking, if something happened afterwards, and who knows what all people come up with nowadays. But
and what are your thoughts on that, Nancy?
Well, I think it's unfortunate that we're moving to a situation where we can't enjoy each other's company and we can't relax and socialize with coworkers. And I certainly appreciate your interest in having a night out with your husband's coworkers and that kind of thing. And it certainly is not a one-size-fits-all. I think there are going to be some companies that have a tradition of a big formal Saturday night event, and that's going to continue. One of the things that I think that might be helpful to organizations is to have a panel of employees and get employees to weigh in on what's going on. Certainly, employers can lay out some parameters saying that we're interested in employees' ideas. What are the parameters? Are we going to include family members? What level of alcohol or non-alcohol is going to be there? Some companies have recognized that the holiday season between Thanksgiving and New Year's is so busy that they say it's just too much to ask employees to be doing one more thing. So they actually shift to January, when January is a little bit calmer, and they shift the time there. So it's not a one-size-fits-all, and I think these days it's really helpful to hear the voices of the employees who are part of the organization.
And we're going to go back to our callers one more time. Mark and Racine. Hi, Mark.
Yep. Hi.
And what do you have to say?
Well, one thing I wanted to say was that a lot of the places I've worked have booked hotels so people don't have to drink and drive. They have a hotel paid for them, right, and it's usually adjoining the you know, banquet room. So I think that's the way to go if you're going to have any alcohol, you know, at a party. Either that, or I just thought that perhaps the company pays for Uber rides back to your home.
I think that's a great idea. And certainly if people have their party in the facility where they're going to be staying the night, that sounds like a great solution and an elegant celebratory kind of thing that would certainly appeal to the caller that was just before you.
For that person who kind of misses going to the holiday parties, getting away maybe from the kids, going out on a night out. Now, I want to go back to something that you talked about, which was tapping into your businesses should tap into their employees, maybe going more of a bottom-up versus a top-down approach to these parties.
Well, I think it's a mistake to assume that HR folks or CEOs have all the answers. Sometimes we don't even have all the questions. And I find it very, very helpful to have a group of employees serve on a panel. Perhaps they could be an advisory board to the HR department, meet once a quarter for an hour or two, hear what's on people's minds, and it's a great way for companies to stay in touch with what employees are thinking about.
And do you think that businesses would be open to those sort of advisory panels, or is it maybe sometimes hard to relinquish your holiday party control?
Well, that doesn't mean that you're relinquishing your party control. You could certainly say, you know, these are the parameters. This is the amount of money we'll spend. This is the amount of time we're going to spend. But there's a remarkable amount of creativity among employees, and employees like to be asked.
And for employees who are maybe heading to these parties throughout the next few weeks, what advice do you have for them to have a good time with their coworkers?
Well, one of the things that they might consider is to have a little something to eat before they leave, so that if they're offered a drink when they first walk in the door, they have a little foundation. Set a time when you're going to leave. If you're at the party with a spouse or a family member or a friend, maybe you can have a nonverbal signal about when it's time to leave or when you need to move on and talk to someone else. When my husband and I would go to my Christmas parties when I was in a corporate situation in a former life, I spent a lot of time saying the names of my coworkers and rehearsing the names of the spouses before we'd get to the party. So there's a little bit of homework that employees can do before they go to the party.
To be a successful party goer and a good coworker, it sounds like. Well, Nancy, we're going to leave it there for right now, but thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Nancy Johnson is the director of the Human Resource Management Program at Madison College, and she joined us today to talk about how office holiday parties are changing, especially as workplaces and HR departments are under a little bit more scrutiny. You can keep the conversation going at the Ideas Network Facebook page.
Yeah, let us know what your workplace party is like, if there is one on the holidays, you look forward to it, if you would rather not go but feel like you have to, and let us know how your workplace handles issues like alcohol at the parties, driving, getting home, fun, and how much fun is too much fun. Again, let us know at the Ideas Network Facebook page.